It's Current State here on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Money has always played a huge role in American politics. But since the U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United ruling in 2010, the financing of political campaigns has become even more controversial. Super PACs spend big money on campaigns, and often the names behind that money are kept secret. It's gotten to the point where a group of former lawmakers is beginning to work on reforming how political campaigns are paid for. Current State talks with a founding member of the Reformers. Who are they, Scott Pohl?
Well, Mark, they're people who have seen firsthand how the system has changed. Men and women from both sides of the aisle, though most of the Reformers at this time are Democrats. They've served in Congress, in the Senate, and in governor's offices. One of them is Bob Carr, who represented East Lansing in Congress for 18 years. He tells me he's been a reformer from the start.
Well, I have. There was a small group of us that we've been meeting for months. We're going to have our official launch this coming Thursday, November 5th, and there'll be some more publicity coming with that launch. But yes, I've been part of it from the beginning.
What are the goals of the reformers?
I think we basically ask the question, which is maybe on the minds of some who think about politics, and that is whether money in politics really supports or has now come to a point of hindering democracy. And we're troubled. All of us are troubled. We now, as of this morning, we are 107 former members of Congress, former governors, who have served, who've run campaigns, who've had to raise money, who've had to make tough decisions about public policy, who have constituents that we've cared about and tried to represent, and yet we're becoming, 107 of us are becoming really concerned that the influence of money in politics today has gone beyond just supporting democracy and indeed is hindering or even corrupting the democracy that we cherish.
The Reformers' website lists a number of issues related to money in politics, and I'd like to go through them with you if I could. Here's the first. Elected officials, your group says, can't be effective when they have to spend half their time raising money for the next election cycle.
Well, it's just outrageous. Since I left Congress, this has steadily increased to the point where now both coalitions, the coalition of Democrats, the coalition of Republicans, are requiring of their seated members of Congress to spend upwards of 30 hours, logged 30 hours a week, on the telephone making calls for campaign contributions. And if you're in leadership or you're in a position of power, say a ranking or a chair of a committee, you're required to do even more. And, you know, it just takes away a lot of time, just sheer hours in the day that is taken away from doing the representational duties of the job. It is corrupting.
Another issue, leadership positions are given as rewards for fundraising rather than experience or expertise. Do you really think that's so?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I teach at George Washington University. I teach a course both in ethics and Congress. That's one course. Another course is the job of a member of Congress. I talk to members all the time, and they tell me that you've got to pony up to get a plum assignment. We used to have reforms that I was part of putting into effect in 1974. Sounds like a long time ago. Where you had to campaign among your caucus to get a seat, move up on the committee structures. But today it's all about the leadership. It's all about the party coalitions, and they're basically selling chairmanships and ranking memberships. Both parties do this. They're selling what is the public domain. These positions are not owned by the party.
You also think that qualified people are deciding not to run for office because they find the need to raise money to be so distasteful.
Well, I can not attest to that. I do know anecdotally that there are some stories out there and a few people that I know who might well have sought public service, but for the fact that they'd have to I'll use a harsh term, prostitute themselves to, in their view, prostitute themselves to get enough money to run. Now, if you're independently wealthy, you don't have to do that. But then again, if you're independently wealthy, you don't have to listen to the constituents either.
We're talking with former Michigan Congressman Bob Carr about the Reformers, a group of more than 100 former office holders hoping to effect change in the election financing system.
I want to add that we're bipartisan. I mean, there are Republicans and Democrats who both are examining this situation and agreeing on the fundamental corrupting nature of our financing system of government.
Yes, my next question has to do with exactly that. On the list of members, here are the people from Michigan that I find on the list, along with you: Carl Levin, Jim Blanchard, and David Bonnier. Some other big names on the list of members: Walter Mondale, Gary Hart, Christine Todd Whitman, and Bill Bradley. Most, by my count, are Democrats, though, and given that Republicans control the House and the Senate, can the Reformers really influence campaign finance reform?
Well, I believe we can. For example, just today we added Jack Danforth, a former senator from the state of Missouri, a Republican. We have a large number of Republicans. There are more Democrats, but there are a large number of Republicans who actually agree with us. And we think we can. We believe that in the long term, we may have to confront the issue of Citizens United with a constitutional amendment. But short of that, there are any number of judicial fixes on peripheral issues to campaign financing that we can fight throughout the nation. And then on an incremental basis, a lot of the action is actually happening in the state level. So throughout we can do a lot of things on an incremental basis to help alleviate the situation. One of them is trying to confront the Internal Revenue Code. Right now, we have an Internal Revenue Code that allows essentially political groups to masquerade as nonprofit charities, hide their donors, and pretend that they are independent from campaigns. I mean, there are a lot of things we can do in that space, short of Citizens United confronting the current Supreme Court opinion. There's a lot of things we can do to fix that situation.
How much do we know about the new Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and his positions on campaign finance reform?
Well, I think that we have a good chance. I don't know Paul Ryan personally, but I might parenthetically say I know we're talking to a lot of people in East Lansing, which I consider my home, my hometown. But I was born and raised in Janesville, Wisconsin, and I know the environment out of which Paul was born and raised. And Janesville happens to be a Democratic town. He wins that congressional seat, so he's not one of these. And he's a thoughtful person. I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but I just know in my bones that Paul Ryan is the kind of person who probably cares about this as much as we do. How much latitude he has to maneuver relative to some of the more extreme elements of his party's coalition, I don't know, and that remains to be seen on this and other issues.
Bob Carr, you represented East Lansing in Congress for 18 out of 20 years between 1975 and 1995. Can you describe what fundraising for a congressional campaign was like for you in those days?
Well, yes. When I very first ran, and it was a losing race, I raised all of $50,000, and that was five times more than any Democrat in that district in the previous cycle. In my last race for Congress, I think I raised over $1 million, then of course I left to run for the U.S. Senate. But the fact of the matter is, the amount of money that I had to raise was tremendous. Now, how did I do that? Well, I'm not a good fundraiser, frankly, so I had to gather people around me who were adept at that, and I had some very good people working for me, and I never made the ask for the money. I'll tell you that. I never made an ask for money. I had people on my staff who would arrange my schedule so that people on my campaign would put together events, and then I would go. I would make myself and my time available. But I never dialed for dollars the way they do today. I never went off the hill and sat on a telephone for 30 hours a week calling people, cold calling sometimes, people I didn't even know. They don't even know them today. They're calling them up and begging for money. It's just really unseemly. So I managed with a lot of help from friends. I never had big donors. We didn't have super PACs in those days, and certainly had none of these charitable organizations masquerading, or so-called independent organizations masquerading as charitable organizations, raising money and then wink and a nod and a secret handshake, not be independent from me. We never had any of that. So I serve the people of the 6th and then 8th district without the kinds of pressures they have today. I may not have done it all right, but, I did the best I could, and I'm grateful for the people giving me that 18 years of trust.
M. Robert Carr is a former member of Congress from Michigan. He's part of a new group called the Reformers, former members of Congress and former governors working to change what they see as problems associated with campaign financing in the U.S. Your group is working on this. What's your advice to voters who are concerned with campaign finance reform?
Well, I think the thing I'd ask voters to do is ask the question. We all go to the polls, and we all have things we care about. Life is busy. We've got jobs to keep. We've got kids to educate. We've got our parents to take care of in their retirement or in their declining years. There's a lot on everybody's plate, but if one of the reasons why we call this issue one is that we're trying to elevate this issue of money in politics as a primary motivator for voters in this election. We're not going to be able to make it a single-issue campaign. People have these other issues they want to have expressed, but we're trying to get more people to ask the question about financing and campaign. Where do you stand, Mr. or Ms. Congressman, on campaign finance reform?
And vote accordingly?
And vote accordingly, yes. Across party lines, yes.
Bob Carr represented Michigan's 6th and 8th districts in Congress for 18 out of 20 years between 1975 and 1995. He's a member of a group of former members of Congress, U.S. senators and governors called the Reformers. The organization hopes to effect change in the American campaign finance system. Bob Carr, thank you.
You're welcome, Scott. Nice to be with you.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.